Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه صدق الله العظيم Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Maulaya salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. Respected ulama, elders and brothers, in this month of Muharram and a few days before that, we have heard much about Ashura, its significance, its virtue, the amal that we are supposed to have carried out on these Mubarak days of Ashura and in the month of Muharram. Today we will focus on a different aspect insofar as the history of Islam is concerned with regards to this month of Muharram. We find that on the 1st of Muharram, in the 24th year of the Hijrah, that day bore testimony to the shahadat and the martyrdom of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. We have heard many aspects of the life of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We have heard about the glorious khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But just today we will focus on the last part of the life of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And we will find the kind of heart, the kind of mind and attitude that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had assumed the khilafat, and his fear and taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of all of it. Very important indeed that it is not only a khalifa, it is not only an amir or a king or a president that rules over people, but very, very important for us to understand and realize that each one of us have some status of leadership, be it a father in his house, be it a person in his business, and in whatever other aspect of life we may be in, we will find that there is some form of leadership. And together with that, there is a very, very great responsibility. We look at the last part of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, when he said, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam's concern for this ummah was that of salat, and of course in the time of slavery, those slaves that you own, fulfill their haqq, fulfill whatever their rights are. And similarly, all those people upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given some form of dominion or leadership, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us with regards to that on the day of Qiyamah. So with this in mind, we find that in the 23rd year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes out to Makkah Mukarramah to perform his Hajj. After he completes his Hajj, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is now on his way to Medina Munawwara. And on one point, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one night, he lies down on the ground, which was his habit predominantly. And as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes off to sleep, he observes the moon. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu takes a very, very important lesson from the moon. a lesson that we all need to take from time to time. He says, O Allah, this moon had a very weak glow at the time when it was the hilal and the crescent. And then night by night, it grew in its strength till obviously it came to the 14th moon. And then it shines in its glory. And then we find thereafter the glow of the moon begins to get dimmer and dimmer till the end of the month. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Allah summarized the life of Umar ibn Khattab. He started this world, he comes into this world, a very, very weak person. And as time goes on, Umar ibn Khattab gains strength. And as he gained strength, O Allah, you had given him dominion over your creation, over your creatures and over the makhluk. And now the dominion has become too large. Umar ibn Khattab is becoming weak, O Allah, like that moon. Allah, remove Umar ibn Khattab before he makes mistakes in the dominion of his your creatures. Friends, this is a lesson that Umar ibn Khattab has left us. This is that rich legacy the Sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left us. That whilst Allah had given him this rule, that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always in the heart of Umar ibn Khattab. The mistakes that Umar ibn Khattab speaks about, perhaps you and I may not even view it as an error. We sometimes may view it as an act of virtue. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, with regards to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he narrates an incident, that in the Khilafat of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a drought had hit Medina Munawwara, and as a matter of fact, the whole of Hijaz. Hunger, famine and starvation began to hit the people. And at that time, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu writes a letter to Umar ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he asks him, Umar ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu at that time was in Misr in Egypt. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquires about him, about the condition of grain and food. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu responds and he says that there is abundant food, abundant rain, abundant grain. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then orders him to send as much as possible to Medina Munawwara. At this, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu responds by sending out the caravan of grain. And he says to Amirul Mu'mineen, I will send you so much of grain that when the front of the caravan reaches Medina Munawwara, its last will be leaving Misr. When this grain comes into Medina Munawwara, as per the habit of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that grain was distributed amongst the people of Medina. People from the outskirts of Medina come in. Now in this period of time, there was a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that lived in the wilderness, what we will call in the jungle. He was also hit by this drought, and his only possession was a little goat. He slaughters this goat, and on slaughtering the goat, it was so dehydrated that even the blood did not flow out of it. At that time, he hears about the food and the grain being distributed in Medina Munawwara. This sahabi decides to undertake the journey to Medina. That night he sees Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, you are going to Medina. You are going to be seeing Umar ibn Khattab. Give him this message. He is an intelligent man. He is a man of aqal. But what has happened to his intelligence? Nonetheless, this person comes to Medina Munawwara. On meeting Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, O Amirul Mu'mineen, this is the message of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is out of his mind. He begins to introspect. This is the message from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He cannot understand what is the pointer, what is the hint in this message of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And this was Umar ibn Khattab. He calls the Sahaba of Medina Munawwara. He addresses them with regards to this dream. And the Sahaba begin to think about the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dream. And eventually, after much deliberation, one Sahabi stands up and he says, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I think the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is this, that when there was the drought and the shortage of food, when there was that hunger and that starvation, you first wrote to Amr ibn al-As. You should have first asked from Allah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu begins to cry. He makes tawbah and he seeks forgiveness from Allah. Friends, these were what errors they had thought it to be errors. For us it was an act of virtue that the Amir had seen to the welfare of his community and his people. But you should have first asked Allah. Nonetheless, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who makes this dua and he comes in a narration that it was at that last moments of his life, he increased abundantly in the dua. Various narrations have various words. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi baladi nabiyyika alayhi salatu wassalam. O Allah, grant me shahadat in the city of your Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this was the concern of Umar ibn Khattab, that I'm becoming weak. And what is going to happen to this domain? Nonetheless, on one occasion he sees a dream, and in the dream he sees a red hen or a crow pecking at his stomach. And from here Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu had some inclination that this is the signal of the end of his life. Then we understand and we have heard on many occasions that a slave of the Sahabi Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his name was Firouz, he was known as Abu Lu'lu. He comes to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with a complaint that Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu ta'ala anhu is demanding a daily levy of 2 dirhams, and he thought it to be too much. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquires from him as to what his occupation is. He had a very great profile. He was a carpenter. And amongst the things that he was doing, one was he used to make hand mills. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu responds to him and he says that these hand mills are not manufactured in Hijaz, in Arabia. You are the only person that is doing it. So hence the 2 dirham levy is justified. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu not only dismisses the case, but Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also says to Firouz Abu Lu'lu that you should also manufacture me a hand mill. At that time Firouz responds and he says to him, I will manufacture such a mill for you that the world has never seen its equivalents. And at that time he prepares a dagger. And that was the hand mill that he was speaking about. He immerses it in poison. And the next morning, in the Fajr Salat, he stabs Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And as Amirul Mu'mineen falls on the Musalla, he pulls the hand of the great Sahabi, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to continue the Salat. And here again, another very important message, that Umar ibn Khattab may be leaving the world. Umar ibn Khattab may fall, but the commandments of Allah will never stop. It will continue. And in that manner, it comes in a narration that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu lied on the ground while Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu continued the Fajr Salat. Now friends, it has been said that when this Firouz Abu Lu'lu made his getaway, he injured and wounded many Sahaba, and he killed another 7 people whilst he was making his way out of the masjid. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquired about the person who tried to assassinate him, and when it was known to him that it was Firouz Abu Lu'lu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Alhamdulillah, it is not a person that claimed to be a Muslim. So deep was the wound that it comes in the narration that when the doctors gave him milk to drink, that milk would go into his mouth, down his throat, and it will come out of his stomach. In other words, there was nothing to hold it. It would be white coming out with the blood that oozed out from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now in that point in time, what was the frame of mind? What was the attitude? What was the concern of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? What was his heart like at that particular time? A person that ruled, a person that acquired this great rank and status, and also to be known as Amirul Mu'mineen, that person through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought so much of victory, so many masajid, so many madaris, so many madrasas were established in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The zeal for Islamic knowledge was on the increase. People were learning and people were teaching. There's one narration that an old man travels from Syria all the way to Medina Munawwara in the domain of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was so old. It takes him a long time to come from Syria to Medina. The narration says that his face had burnt in the sun and it had become black, that there was no difference between the black soil and the face of this person. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees him, he asks him, why have you undertaken this arduous journey? He says, Amirul Mu'mineen, I have come to learn the tashahud. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawat wa tayyibat. I have left Syria and I have come here. Ulama-i-Ikram have stated that there were many sahaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in Syria who would have taught this person the tashahud and he had learnt it. And as we know, when we read in the salat and salam, there are various narrations, 24 sahaba plus minus, have narrated the tashahud from Nabi alayhi salam with different words, variants in the words. But I have come here to learn the tashahud of the people of Medina. Friends, that was the kind of zeal and enthusiasm in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nonetheless, he is now in the last part of his life. His head is on the lap of his beloved son, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When it used to be time for salat, the announcement used to be made, As-Salah. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to stand up and perform his salat. And many other narrations at that time of the last part of the life of Hazrat Umar. On one occasion, the great Sahabi, Ra'isul Mufassir, the greatest commentator of the Quran, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu enters. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's head is on the lap of his son Abdullah ibn Umar. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes three statements. One, he says, O Amirul Mu'mineen, for you is the glad tidings of Jannah. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not sucking this out of his thumb. It was on the authority of the Quran. It was on the authority of the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam that he makes this statement with regards to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he says, O Amirul Mu'mineen, you had led the Muslims, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, with a great degree of diligence. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. And the third statement that he made was that you are after all a sahabi and from amongst the ashab of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Friends, let's be honest. If somebody has to make those statements to us at any time of our life, we will become swollen headed. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to his son Abdullah, lift my head up so I may respond. And he says to him, O Abdullah ibn Abbas, with regards to your first statement, Umar ibn Khattab and his parents will be destroyed if Allah does not grant him Jannah. If Umar ibn Khattab had the equivalence of this entire earth in gold, he is prepared to present it in the courts of Allah for Jannah. Brothers, one of the Ashara Mubashara, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the glad tidings of Jannah. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not sit back and did not become complacent because of these ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. His concern was always, I will have to earn my Jannah. There is one narration once, whilst in his khilafat, he was marching on the streets of Medina Munawwara, patrolling the streets of Medina Munawwara, when he hears someone from within a home recite the ayats of the Quran, and when that person comes to the ayah, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ, on the day of Qiyamah, when the book of deeds will be scattered, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu falls down, and he becomes ill and sick with fever for a period of 21 days. That is how vivid the picture of the day of Qiyamah was in front of Sayyidina Umar. Nonetheless, he says to Abdullah ibn Abbas, with regards to your second statement, the errors, the wrongs, the laxities of Umar ibn Khattab, if that is put on one pan of the scale, and all the good that Allah had created in the Khilafat of Umar ibn Khattab, if all that is put on another pan of the scale, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out my errors and my sins because of the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had this time, and if Umar ibn Khattab is left with nil balance, I will be appreciative to Allah. Friends, he did not look at my khilafat, not masjids, cities were built. Not one or two persons started reading salat because of him, thousands of people. But that was not by which Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu lived and had hope upon. He was more afraid of the errors and the wrongs that he had committed. And as we say, those errors in our eyes sometimes may look at virtue, may be as virtue. And this is the lesson that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has left this ummah. That no matter what we do for the sake of Allah, no matter what we do for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there should be that conscious introspect within ourselves that each one of us have errors, sins, each one of us break the commandments of Allah, and undoubtedly we will be questioned about it in the courts of Allah. And then he says, O Abdullah, as for the last statement that you made, I cherish those moments when I was in the company of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And my only hope is that when Allah had chosen me to be amongst the Ashabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, perhaps Allah will grant me Jannah. Respected and dear friends, in this month of Muharram, on the first, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had breathed his last. We should think about it as the first day of the Islamic year, and for the rest of the year and the rest of our lives, we should learn this very, very important aspect of the life of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the condition of his heart, his taqwa, his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his fear of resurrection, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, notwithstanding the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him the opportunities of a very great khidmat of Islam. Notwithstanding the fact that many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam bear testimony to his najat and emancipation on the day of Qiyamah, Yet he was concerned about his Jannat. Yet he was concerned about his success in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that kind of fikr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts a reflection of the heart of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.